delegates, and participants. It is with great honor that I take the floor on behalf of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development. I am pleased to reaffirm our mechanism's commitment to its mandate of providing the Human Rights Council with thematic expertise on the right to development in identifying and sharing best practices with member states and promoting the implementation of the right to development worldwide. One of the important themes that our mechanism is currently focusing on is the link between racism, global poverty, and inequality in the context of the right to development. Rising global poverty and inequality remains the starkest evidence that we're still very far from actualizing the right to development first set out 3 decades ago in the United Nations Declaration on the Right to Development. The social and economic disruptions of COVID-19 have highlighted the persistence of stark inequalities within and between nations. Maps of the pandemic show the disproportionate impact on poor, marginalized, and underserved communities, including low-paid service workers and vulnerable elderly populations. The pandemic will have far-reaching impacts on global human rights and development agenda. The pandemic threatens global development in several ways. It is now evident that COVID-19 crisis will have a disproportionate impact on the world's poor through job losses, loss of remittances, rising prices, and disruptions in social services such as education and healthcare. There is therefore urgent and concerted need for international action to prevent COVID-19 from creating even wider inequalities and exacerbating poverty around the world. Another thematic study we're currently preparing examines the impact of racism and racial discrimination on the right to development. This study is timely given the current global movement for racial justice. Next year marks the 10th anniversary of the 2001 Durban World Conference Against Racism. The Durban Declaration and Program of Action recognized the negative economic, social, and cultural consequences of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, which have contributed significantly to the underdevelopment of developing countries. The Durban Declaration resolved to free every man, woman, and child from the abject and dehumanizing conditions of extreme poverty, to which more than 1 billion of them are currently subjected, to make the right to development a reality for everyone, and to free the entire human race from want. These resolutions have since been reaffirmed in the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and specifically in the Sustainable Development Goals. The reality that racism and racial discrimination is a fundamental obstacle to actualizing the right to development has been reinforced by the disproportionate impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on racial and ethnic minority communities around the world. If we are to create a more just and inclusive world, we cannot ignore the impact of historical and contemporary racial injustices on the living conditions of racialized communities. This year's social forum, which focuses on poverty and inequalities, provides yet another opportunity for the international community to refocus on racism and racial discrimination as key challenges to the global actualization of the right to development. I thank you for your attention.